So, everything Jesus said about the problems, thin soil, rocks, fat birds, thorns, weeds, whatever, was old news to them. They knew that most of their seed was wasted. Now, if the important part of the parable was about the soil and all the other difficulties, then nothing new or interesting was involved for most people that heard Jesus preaching from the pulpit. However, there was one thing that was really shocking in the parable. The yield, the harvest. In their culture, 7 or 8-fold was hoped for. 10-fold was outstanding, nothing more. So the 30 to 100-fold in the story was a whole different creation, a whole different version. To sow with this sort of hope and vision is to have the perspective of the kingdom of God. You don't mind the rocks, or the birds, or the thin soil, or whatever. It is swallowed up in the promise of the whole enterprise. The promise of a vast harvest is truly the heart of this little story. We know that much of what we do is wasted. We know what it is like to try and try and try to care for others and to make a difference and not get anywhere, or not to be noticed, or not to succeed, or perhaps worst of all, to not even be appreciated. To reach out a hand and pull back a bloody stump. We know all this, and if the parable is about this, it also has a little new to tell us. However, remember that the point of the parable, and the point of what we do, is that by the grace of God, the harvest will be great beyond measure, beyond belief, beyond imagining. What God will make of our efforts is more than we can imagine. Much will be wasted, but that's all right. The one who sows, that's us, doesn't need to worry about that. We are simply called to scatter the seed, to love, and to serve and to trust. This is not because of our abilities, it is because of the power of God. The gift of the parable is to give us hope and confidence. There is a carefree abandon in this image. We are to love and serve in broadcast fashion, knowing full well that most of what we do won't amount to much, that bad things can happen. Most sacrificing a good deed will end up on a rocky path or inside some fat bird. But that is not ours to control or to fix or even ours to worry about. Each of us individually and our parish itself, all of us together, have at our feet fields to walk and seed to sow. This parable is a gift to lighten our step and extend our reach. It gives us the wonderful gift of perspective, so we can wave at the birds and smile at the weeds. They are not our concern. For the love we offer in the Lord's name is the word of the kingdom of God. There is so much seed to be sown. Fling it, toss it, share it. Just get out there and sow some. Amen.